Okay, so I had this question already a couple of times. People were asking if they could have a repairman come and fix a different appliance. One person was asking about a freezer. Someone else was asking about a oven. So is there any heter to fix anything during Chol HaMoed? People oftentimes, I once heard in the name of Nevensal, he felt that one of the areas of halacha that Americans don't know well is Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Hilchos Chol HaMoed is a very challenging area of halacha because there's so many different factors, Davra, Ovid, Maisa, Uman, Tzarech Moed, and to balance everything out becomes very, very tricky. And also, the Gemara says you can never compare one case of Chol HaMoed to another case of Chol HaMoed. So let's go through this particular question about having a repairman come during Chol HaMoed to fix an appliance. I hear up and downs, so hopefully tomorrow I'll work on the microphone, I'll get it better. Just, I guess, bear with me for the next few minutes, and we'll work on it. So, there are two places, no less than two places in Shulchan Aruch that says a Maisa Hedyot is permitted, but a Maisa Uman is not permitted. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Kuf Men that when it comes to Binyan, when it comes to building, it's Aser. And he says it's only Aser when it comes to, it's Aser. But if you do it Maisa Hedyot, if you build a Maisa Hedyot, it's permitted. Let's say, for example, you have a rooftop and there's no fence on the rooftop. It's a danger. You have to build a Makeh. So he says you're allowed to build a Maisa Hedyot, but you cannot build a Maisa Uman. So any professional type of work is prohibited. But a Maisa Hedyot, if it's not professional, you're allowed to do certain types of acts on Sha'an Chol HaMoed. In Tav Kuf Mem Aleph, when it comes to catching animals, so the Mechaber writes, Mutter Lasos Mitzodos Dogim Merava. You can make certain types of, type of traps on Yontif because that's a Maisa Hedyot. But to use professional traps, which is a Maisa Uman, that is prohibited. So we see there's a chilik between a Maisa Uman versus a Maisa Hedyot. Repairs of appliances, refrigerators, freezers, ovens, that's all considered a Maisa Uman. That's considered a professional act. And therefore, one's not allowed to do a Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed. Is there any heter to have a person come repair an appliance on Chol HaMoed? So we have a concept when it comes to Shabbos, something called Shvus, the Shvus B'makom Mitzvah. If there's a double Dirabbanan, then you're allowed to perform a Maisa for a Davar Mitzvah. So what's an example? Amir La'akam on Shabbos is a Dirabbanan. To have a Goy do another Dirabbanan, let's say carrying outside if there's no Erev, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's only a Karmelis, so it's only Dirabbanan. So have a Goy carrying a Karmelis for a mitzvah, that's permitted on Shabbos. Can you invoke such a heter on Chol HaMoed? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia wants to know, does Amir La'akum, is that Aser, when it comes to other types of melachas? We all think that, oh, only when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos is Amir La'akum mutter. When it comes to other Isurim, Amir La'akum is completely permitted. So the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi asks this question. He wants to know, do we say Amir La'akum is Aser when it comes to muzzling an animal while it's plowing? Do we say Amir La'akum is only Aser by Shabbos and Mutter by other Yisurim? Or is it Aser across the board? And the Gemara Paskins, that's Aser across the board. One example the Gemara says is you're not allowed to neuter an animal. And you can't even ask a Goy to neuter an animal. That's an Iser of Amir La'akum. It applies to all Yisurim across the board. Tosos there says, it applies to Chol HaMoed as well. It's us, if I can't do it, I can't tell a Goy to do it. But the difference is, it's still Amir La'akum, it's one step removed. So if I could do Amir La'akum on an Iser Midrabanan Chol HaMoed, that would be a heter. So let me explain. There is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amun Aleph, which asks the question, how do you know that there's an Iser Melachan Chol HaMoed? And the Gemara says, because it says, Es Chag HaMatos Tishmor Shivas Yomim, 7 days, you can't do any melacha. And then the Gemara says later on, that based on Pesukim, it's not really a deraisa, it's Masr Nakasov L'Chachamim. The Torah is given to the Chachamim to decide what's Aser, what's Mutter. So the Tosa says, is Isra Melacha on Chol HaMoed deraisa, or is it Dirabanan? Tosa says, 2 days, whether Melacha on Chol HaMoed is deraisa or Dirabanan, we assume in the end that Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Aser mid Dirabanan. That being said, you have a Shvus to Shvus, there you go. Shvus to Shvus is Amir La'akum, which is one Dirabanan, on any Melacha on Chol HaMoed, which is all Dirabanan. Shvus to Shvus, b'makom mitzvah, that would be permitted. And that's a very clear mishabruah. Mishabruah writes, he comments on the simin tof kuf mem gimel in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The mechaber there writes clearly that kol davar she'asur la'asoso, that anything I can't do, asur la'omer leinu yehudi la'asoso, I can't tell a goy to do. But if it's a case of a mitzvah, the mishabruah says it'll be a shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, you'd be allowed to. So if your repairman is not Jewish, you'd be allowed to fix it because, again, it's shvus, this shvus, amir la'akum, on malacha chalamoid, which is derbanam, b'makom mitzvah, you need the refrigerator, you need the oven for tzarech moid. Therefore, if he's not Jewish, you could have the repairman come. But is there any heter to have a Jewish repairman come and fix your freezer and or your oven? So the Mishabura writes in Simon Tovkuf Mem Aleph that although a Maisa Uman is usher for a Jew to do on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed rather, he says if it's something for Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, something that relates to food, then the Mishabura writes, such as a oven or fixing a knife, then he writes, even a Maisa Uman would be permitted. Ah, what about trapping? Trapping animals is not called Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. That's too far removed. But an oven, which is directly connected to Machshir Ochel Nefesh, even a Jew could do a Maisa Uman for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. That being said, I would imagine, I didn't ask, but I would imagine keeping something in the refrigerator and freezer would be an extension of Hefter Ochel Nefesh, a Machshir Ochel Nefesh, and therefore would be permitted to have even a Jew fix it on Chol HaMoed. I apologize again about the audio. I'm going to try to work on this. But in terms of tomorrow, I plan to give a shiur, if you hear me, on Tilim. Somebody asked me to speak about Tilim, saying Tilim on Shabbos and Yontif and nighttime, given the circumstances. Is there any such heter? What's the discussion about that? And any other suggested topics, please let me know. And if you can't hear me, please let me know also. I'll try to work on this better after we close the shiur. Okay, everyone, have a good moed and a good evening. Kol Tov.